Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include hearing on forced organ harvesting in China held in British Parliament, Falun Gong practitioners celebrate freedom on Independence Day, U.S. lawmakers write to Chinese president request release of imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners, British and Australian media report on China's forced organ harvesting atrocities, wife held hostage to debtor autopsy on husband, and Canada Day in Ottawa and Toronto, sharing the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Now for the stories.
Hearing on forced organ harvesting in China held in British Parliament. 2 days after the Conservative Party Human Rights Commission launched a report on China's human rights situation, a hearing was held at the British Parliament on June 30, 2016, to highlight the killing of prisoners of conscience for their organs, especially Falun Gong practitioners. With the title, The Darkest Moment, The Crackdown on Human Rights in China, 2013 to 2016, the Commission report published on June 28 focuses on the unprecedented crackdown on human rights in the recent 3 years and outlines 22 recommendations for the UK government. Benedict Rogers, Vice Chair of the Commission, and Fiona Bruce, MP, Chair of the Commission, led the hearing on June 30. Human rights lawyer David Mattis, investigative journalist Ethan Gutman, human rights activist Anastasia Lin, and former surgeon Anver Toti spoke at the event. Mattis, large number of Falun Gong practitioners are killed for organs. David Mattis said, since David Kilgore and I published Bloody Harvest, the third version of our report in book form, and Ethan Gutman published his book The Slaughter, we three have remained active in writing, researching, investigating, and speaking on organ transplant abuse in China. Mattis observed that the organ harvesting in China occurs at a large scale and operates so efficiently that the bottleneck of China's organ transplant industry is not the availability of organ sources, but rather facility and personnel constraints. In addition, many military hospitals were found to be involved in the atrocities. Gutman, a familiar specter of human genocide. Ethan Gutman said that many hospitals and doctors participated in the organ harvesting. For example, the authors estimate that Tianjin First Central Hospital performs more than 5,000 transplants per year, while the No. 309 Military Hospital in Beijing is likely to perform more than 4,000 transplants per year. That is, about 10,000 transplants took place in these two hospitals alone. Mr. Gutman added, and that yields a back-of-the-envelope answer, not 10,000, but 50,000, 60,000 transplants per year. This is a familiar specter of human genocide cloaked in modern scrubs. Human rights, an ignored topic in China. Anastasia Lin, the Chinese-born winner of Miss World Canada, who was banned from China because of her human rights work and practice of Falun Gong, said that her father in China started receiving threats after she won the title. Miss Lin hopes people will take time to learn what Falun Gong is. A meditation practice based on traditional values, Falun Gong attracted at least 70 million people in China before being suppressed in 1999 by the communist government. She said, since then, many innocent people, just like you and me, have been killed for their belief in the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Anver Toti, a former Uyghur doctor, testified that he was forced to remove organs from a death row prisoner 18 years ago in Xinjiang, China. He said the prisoner had received a non-fatal gunshot to the chest and that no anesthetic was used. Dr. Toti explains the act as a result of ideological control. Whoever you are, if you have different opinions than the Chinese Communist Party, it will treat you as an enemy, no longer a human being, but rather property of the state, party that it can use at will. He reflected, it wasn't until I came to the United Kingdom that I gradually realized that I hadn't been educated on human rights in mainland China. Based on my ideology at the time, I even thought that being able to participate in doing away with an enemy of the state, party, was a glorious thing. Human Rights Commission urges continued efforts against organ harvesting. Rogers urged more Parliament members to pay attention to the brutality, specifically on the issue of organ harvesting. One of our recommendations in the report is that there should be an international independent inquiry to establish the truth of what is happening on organ harvesting, including where the organs come from and the scale of transplants being performed. Bruce agreed. We recommend an international investigation into organ harvesting in China, and we ask the British government to take a lead on this. In addition, he said, the issue of organ harvesting should be addressed, not just privately, but publicly.
Falun Gong practitioners celebrate freedom on Independence Day. From coast to coast, Falun Gong practitioners celebrated Independence Day with communities across America, offering traditional Chinese performances and colorful floats in various parades. They also called upon the public to help those who are being brutally persecuted in China for standing up for freedom of belief. Philadelphia. At the birthplace of the Declaration of Independence, the waist drum team, consisting of 60 local practitioners, performed in the Independence Day parade for the 16th time. After the parade, practitioners put on a series of performances and demonstrated the exercises on Benjamin Franklin Avenue. Many people stopped at the booth to learn about Falun Gong. Chicago. Practitioners from Chicago participated in the parade in Evanston along with 100 other groups. Nearly 30,000 spectators welcomed the only Chinese entry in the parade, who won second place in the parade for their float. Parade organizer Katie Schmidt highly praised the Falun Gong group's float and performance. She said, "It's always a pleasure to work with them." Northern California. After the parade in Redwood City, Bay Area, a young couple asked Falun Gong practitioners if they won first place for their float. The husband said, "You were the best in the entire parade, especially your float. It's amazing." The Falun Gong group indeed won the first place this year, and it is not the first time. The group consisted of a flag team, a celestial maiden dance team, an elaborate float, and a team demonstrating the exercises. After the parade, practitioners set up a booth, introducing this ancient practice to the public and exposing the persecution in China. Southern California. The Independence Day Parade in San Diego, with nearly 100 entries, was held on Coronado Island. As the only Chinese entry, the Falun Gong group has participated in this parade for 12 years in a row and won awards nearly every year.
U.S. lawmakers write to Chinese president, request release of imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. 6 U.S. Congress members from the state of Washington wrote to Chinese President Xi Jinping on June 20th, calling for the release of imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners whose family members are residents of Washington state. The bipartisan letter was drafted by Congressman Dave Reichert and co-signed by 2 Republican and 3 Democratic representatives. The representatives are concerned about the situation of 6 Falun Gong practitioners who are jailed because of their belief. The letter highlighted the case of Chen Yinghua, who was arrested in 2014 and is serving a 4-year sentence. Ms. Chen was arrested for taking a picture of a friend holding a banner that read, "I want to see my father." The representatives believe that Ms. Chen has been mistreated during her imprisonment. Her 11-year-old son has no contact with her or his father for over 2 years. Chen Yinghua's case was brought up by former Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper during his trip to China in 2014. The case was also mentioned in a congressional report in 2015 on the issue of religious freedom in China. The representatives pointed out in their letter that there have been similar human rights cases around the country that have brought devastation to families and victims, including the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong. The lawmakers called upon President Xi Jinping to consider the concerns we have shared on behalf of these families and to stop the persecution of these and all prisoners of conscience.
British and Australian media report on China's forced organ harvesting atrocities. Following the recent release of an updated investigation report on forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China, more and more media in Western society have reported on this atrocity committed by the communist regime. British newspaper The Independent reported on China's massive-scale organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners on June 28, 2016. Another in-depth report was published on news.com.au on June 28. The Independent reported, China kills millions of innocent meditators for their organs, report finds. Experts estimate between 60,000 and 100,000 prisoners of conscience are executed annually. The Chinese government continues to illegally harvest organs from millions of its innocent prisoners, despite saying it had ended the practice 2 years ago, a decade-long study has alleged. In all, approximately 1.5 million have had their organs removed at 712 liver and kidney transplant centers across China since 2000, with over 300,000 of those taking place at unregulated centers. The report also found many surgeons had simply lost count of the quantity of transplants they had been asked to perform on a daily basis, with some having undertaken as many as 6 liver removals in one day. The findings were published in an updated version of the 2007 study Bloody Harvest, revised report into allegations of organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners in China. News.com.au reported, A Bloody Harvest, Thousands of People Slaughtered for Their Organs, New Report Reveals. The Chinese government continues to carry out mass killings of innocent people in order to obtain their organs for transplants, a damning new report reveals. The report, by former Canadian politician David Kilgore, human rights lawyer David Mattis, and journalist Ethan Gutman, shows that organ transplants are carried out in China 10 times more than official government figures reveal. The ultimate conclusion is that the Chinese Communist Party has engaged the state in the mass killings of innocents, primarily practitioners of the spiritually based set of exercises Falun Gong, but also Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Select House Christians, in order to obtain organs for transplants. The authors claim that detained Falun Gong practitioners were forced to undergo medical tests before their results were put on a database of living organ sources so quick organ matches could be made. Mr. Gutman said, Falun Gong practitioners were arrested in the hundreds of thousands and asked to recant. If they did not, they were tortured. If they still did not recant, they disappeared. Allegations surfaced in 2006 that the displaced were being killed for their organs, which were sold for large sums, mostly to foreign transplant tourists. It is generally accepted that China kills prisoners for organs.
Wife held hostage to deter autopsy on husband. A 45-year-old Falun Gong practitioner from Mudanjiang City died after only 10 days in police custody. Police performed an autopsy without the family's consent and refused to release the results to the family. Understandably suspicious, the family demanded a second autopsy. The wife of the deceased practitioner was arrested and is now being held at an unknown location. The police threatened the family that her situation would be in jeopardy if they kept pressing for a second autopsy. Using her as leverage, the police pushed for a hasty cremation. These devastating events began when police broke into the home of Mr. Gao Yixi and his wife, Ms. Sun Fengxia, around midnight on April 19th. The two were arrested for resisting the persecution of Falun Gong. 10 days later, on April 30th, the police informed the family that Mr. Gao had died. When they saw his body, his family noticed that his chest protruded and his abdomen was sharply sunken. There were handcuff marks on his wrists. Suspicious, Mr. Gao's family hired a lawyer to investigate. They and the attorney visited the detention center and asked for the original and final reports of the autopsy on June 23rd, but were unsuccessful. Detention authorities sent them to a hospital forensic lab where they received the runaround before eventually getting copies of the reports. The reports stated that Mr. Gao was in perfect health when he entered the detention center. Once there, Mr. Gao was reported to have coronary heart disease, a bleeding liver, a swollen kidney, and atrophy of the spleen. The family asked the person in charge how this could have happened to Mr. Gao. The person was visibly shaken and refused to look them in the eye or respond. When the family and lawyer asked to see Ms. Sun at the detention center, they were told that she wasn't in the facility at the moment. They decided to wait. The family waited for more than an hour under police surveillance. After the family and lawyer saw Ms. Sun, the lawyer took her deposition. She claimed that she signed her husband's autopsy report without seeing the autopsy being done. The family questioned the detention center authorities on why they did not inform the family when Mr. Gao was in critical condition and were met with silence. The director of the forensic lab told them that the results of a second autopsy would not be any different from the first one and that Ms. Sun would only be released when Mr. Gao's body was cremated.
Canada Day in Ottawa and Toronto, sharing the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. July 1st marks Canada's 149th birthday, and the date is celebrated each year as Canada Day. The Falun Gong groups in Ottawa and Toronto participated in a series of celebrations and contributed to the country's multicultural flavor with the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Practitioners from Ottawa, New York, and Montreal performed at a celebration on Parliament Hill in Ottawa, which was watched by more than 40,000 people. Audience member Michael Merringer said he agrees with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He said, "Being compassionate is a basic value. If one's speech and behaviors pollute the environment, his own heart and body will be polluted too. So it is very important to treat others and the environment with benevolence. However, not everybody understands this. This kind of spirituality comes from deep in one's heart. Being compassionate is most important and most wonderful, and it will be rewarded," he said. A man named Harold also supports the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He said, "It is very important to be true and kind and forbear the difficulties in daily life." Falun Gong representative Grace Wallensack explained that practitioners have participated in the Canada Day celebration on Parliament Hill every year since 2000. She said, "We want to contribute to society and share the beauty of traditional Chinese culture with Canadians." Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau emphasized the importance of diversity in his Canada Day address. Prime Minister Trudeau said in French, "Diversity is our strength. It's something we have known for a long time. Today, it is something we are celebrating." He switched to English and said, "We share values, things like kindness, compassion, and deep sense of fairness. And we know that the best Canada is the Canada in which we can all succeed." The Canadian government has strongly supported Falun Gong's peaceful resistance. Last November, PM Trudeau brought up the Falun Gong issue to the Chinese president at the G20 summit. In February 2015, the Canadian Parliament passed a resolution condemning state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. Former Prime Minister Harper took similar actions to urge Beijing to end the persecution. Two parades in the Greater Toronto Area. The Divine Land Marching Band performed in the Canada Parade in Port Credit on the morning of July 1st. After a short break, the same band rushed to the other end of the metro area for an afternoon parade in Scarborough. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.